any fantasy value, please. You can join my league and you can take all the Seahawks you want. Other quarterback news, David Garrard is listed right now as the Miami Dolphins' number one starter. We tell you this why, because there's really nothing else to report. So David Garrard moving from Jacksonville last year to Miami, number one on the depth chart, which tells us something we're not exactly quite sure what. From the scrambled eggs department, we take you to Green Bay, Wisconsin on Saturday night. And Greg Jennings, yes, that Greg Jennings, suffered a concussion. And so the big question now is, what does that mean for his fantasy value? Well, reports out of Packer Nation report that he'll be ready to go, good to go for week one. He doesn't have any prior history of concussions, although JerMichael Finley suffered one as well. He does have a history. So we'll watch the wide receivers as they continue to kind of get dinged up there in Green Bay. So Titletown and the number two wide receiver in Charge's current draft rankings goes down with a concussion. So, but expected to be back for week one of the regular season. Hey, speaking of wide receivers who can never seem to stay healthy, Andre Johnson returned back to practice today. Took 20 reps, caught 20 footballs thrown by Matt Schaub. And so it's good to have Andre Johnson back, although the recent history would tell us it's not a matter of if Andre Johnson will get hurt. It's just a matter of when. And so we will watch that with... do you have the Imperial Death March from Star Wars? And you know exactly where I'm going with this, as Tom Lynch, right on cue, finds me the Imperial Death March as we will continue to swim here. Hey, a whole bunch of games going on starting Thursday. Check NFL.com for the entire schedule of preseason. But the Hall of Fame game took place over the weekend, and the Saints picked up a win. Yes, those cheaters beat up on the Cardinals, final 17-10. By the way, the Arizona Cardinal, a couple of notes from that game. No, that's right. Michael Floyd, their rookie receiver, played on the second team. And Kevin Corn on the Cobb, suffered bruised ribs, nothing broken. So for you Kevin Cobb owners or those who are looking to draft Kevin Cobb for God knows what reason, no broken ribs, so he'll be good to go. He's still looking for it. I'll move on. No, it's all good. I'll move on. Adrian Peterson not expected to be pulled off the PUP list this week, so save it there. He has to, once he's taken off that physically unable to perform list, he has to have 3 days of acclimation before he can even get into pads and start to hit. All right, here we go. From the Department of Messed Up Backfields, we head to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, where